You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So I had the lovely opportunity yesterday to speak to Megan or Meg Bishop from the Charlotte Museum about the amazing museum that is the Charlotte Museum. If you have not heard of it, it is a queer, sapphic, lesbian museum located just off of Kay Road, near Kay Road in Auckland's CBD. They've got some really cool events coming up for New Zealand Music Month, and I chatted to her about them yesterday. So before we get into what the Charlotte Museum has in store for the rest of New Zealand Music Month, could you discuss a little bit about the museum? What is the Charlotte Museum?
Yeah, for sure. So the Charlotte Museum, it's kind of always changing, but its main function as a museum is to preserve and archive sapphic and lesbian history and queer history, everything from books to personal invitations, sculpture, art, just to keep the history and to share the history with our show space. And beyond that, we also have a gallery space where we have rotating galleries with queer artists, and we often will do galleries with our own stuff from our archives. And then we also, thirdly, are a community space. So that's where I do a lot of my work, is planning community events and hearing what people are after, and then just putting on whatever we can fit in our space.
Is this the only sort of museum we have for preserving sapphic, lesbian and queer history in New Zealand, or are there other museums as well?
We do believe that we are the only sapphic lesbian museum in the world. There are archives and closed spaces, but we believe we are the only one in the world that's open to the public. Yeah, let alone New Zealand.
That's very impressive. And do you guys specifically curate New Zealand's history regarding being sapphic, queer and lesbian? Or is it like sort of quite broad in terms of what sort of events you have and what sort of things you have on display and all that sort of stuff?
It's mainly New Zealand, but we do often have things from overseas, especially during New Zealand Music Month. People are really obsessed with Katie Lang, so you've always got to pull that big poster out. But we do primarily try to keep New Zealand history and put New Zealand items out, especially because every single item in our space is donated. And so these are things donated by our community and our community in Aotearoa. And so, yeah, it's a lot of New Zealand, but that doesn't stop us to have putting Katie Lang up.
Why is it important to have a museum such as the Charlotte Museum in Tamaki Makaurau?
There's just a huge sapphic history in New Zealand. And it's always changing, and I think it's really important right now with a lot of gender diversity and changing within the community is to also look into the past, and so we can learn from the past and see where we are. And there's so many niche things in the lesbian community, so much passion for reading and writing and poetry and art, that we don't want these things to get lost. And often people, this is changing a bit as things change, but often if people pass away, their family might not recognize their sexuality and it might not have anywhere to go. And a lot of times these things just end up in a tip. It could be the most beautiful piece of collection of artwork you've ever seen, but it's lesbian, it's queer, and the family doesn't really want to look that in the eye. So it gets tossed out. So we get to hold onto it and keep it and preserve it for what, hopefully forever.
What role does music play in the museum?
A massive role. We do music all the time. I mean, especially in May, that's kind of when we condense everything. But music has a huge part of our history. It brings people together, huge for the community. And we really want to champion it and promote it, because being queer, being a woman, being gender diverse, everything in the music industry is just that much more difficult. And so we try to stay all together and just promote that, yeah, massive history with music and its difficulty in this community.
Now, as it is New Zealand Music Month, there are quite a few upcoming workshops that the Charlotte Museum are hosting. What sort of workshops can people expect to see coming from the museum?
Yes, okay, well, if you're ready for the list, I'm ready to tell you. So tomorrow night, we're going to have something really cool, just an open mic. We've done some pre-sign-ups because we know people can come with some crazy things, so we're ready to plug everyone in. So that's Saturday the 10th. On the 17th of May, which is next Saturday, we're going to have a songwriting workshop with Sarah Radford. She's done songwriting workshops all the time. She's got semi-finalists in the International Songwriting Competition, and she's just a fabulous teacher. That evening, we're going to have a performance called Fresh, where we've gathered a whole bunch of musicians who have maybe never performed before, brand new bands, people who are slightly established but are doing a new project, and we're just giving them the chance to get up on stage and give it a go. because our community is super supportive. The 24th of May, we have somebody called Jodie Pringle who's going to come and do a solo set. She's been involved in the museum in the past, and she's quite prominent in the Sussex community in the 40-plus range, and so it's good to bring everyone in for that. And our final show, which is going to be really exciting, is May 31st. Woman About Sound, so Jess Ho from there, has organized 5 artists to come in and do a big showcase and in our space, and it's going to be just awesome. It's going to be people that have never seen them before, and it's going to be fantastic.
Wow, so many awesome sounding events. Like, it sounds really incredible, and it sounds like you've put in a lot of work into these events as well.
We're trying to hit every aspect of it, from open mic being koha to other shows maybe being a little bit more money to never performed or always performed. We're trying to just make sure we give as many people a chance as we can to get up on stage and give it a go.
And with the sort of open mic night and the songwriting workshop and stuff mm-hmm. like that, would you expect those who are wanting to come to the event to have sort of experience in songwriting and music, or is it pretty open to amateurs as well?
Super open amateurs. That's always my motto, is just give it a go. We don't need you to come up and be the best, you know, performer on the planet. Just trying and put yourself out there and trying something new is all we want, you know. It doesn't have to be perfect.
What has the reception been like from past workshops held by the museum?
Fantastic. We've had almost only positive feedback. It's just been nice. It's because we have quite a specific space in the queer community, a quiet space. It's not a club night or anything, which I can't deny are fun, but we just don't have the space for that. So it's been positive to have this type of space. Yeah, and people have made a lot of friends, a lot of community has been built by this. So yeah, everyone's really happy and always coming back.
And these workshops are quite broad. Would you say there's quite a diversity in terms of identity and age demographics and stuff like that?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Everybody comes, you know, we're very open to everyone coming. That's always something we want to make sure we aren't connected with, is that we are every gender, every sexual expression, everyone comes. I would say we had an event a couple weeks ago, and it was friendship speed dating, and I took a note of the age range, and it was 19 to, I think, 60, and everyone just hung out and mingled and got along, and it was fantastic.
Awesome. That sounds quite cool. Now, so how can people get involved and find out more about these events?
Well, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook. All of it's just at Charlotte Museum. Or our website has always got all the same information, and it's charlottemuseum.co.nz. Or just if you're in the city, just come in and have a chat. Somebody is sitting here, and will just tell you whatever you want to hear, and you can spend the afternoon here with us. And yeah.
And where is the Charlotte Museum located in the CBD?
We're at 1A Howe Street in Freeman's Bay. It's just like a few feet off of K Road. We're just hiding around the corner a bit.
Perfect. And finally, to wrap up this chat we're having, what sort of sapphic, queer, lesbian, Kiwi musicians would you recommend listeners tune into to celebrate the diversity of New Zealand music?
Oh, that's a great question. I would recommend Little Weird. They are fronted by a queer woman, and they're just super funky, electronic, really good band. I would also recommend some of our new bands that are coming up. MX Dicey, they've been in other bands, so they're fantastic. They're doing a solo project. I mean, gosh, the list goes on. You know, there's VK, who's doing music which is blending different language, Russian and Ukrainian and English, and yeah, it's just fantastic to hear these diverse artists.
Awesome. That was my final question. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, just want to say that we hope we see loads of people here. It's going to be really fun. Totally a safe space for everyone in our community, and everyone's welcome.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.